What's going on, everybody? Thank you for staying up late as you sweat your March Madness bets. We're going to talk some college baseball, and as Nick is down here very intently watching, sweating his Tennessee Volunteers, who have now lost a game, so we can stop the talks of going 60-0. And as always, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Home Field Apparel, 10% off using code INSIDERS10 and Chinook Cedary. Can't stay up late without some seeds. So thank you to them. All right, boys, how are we feeling?
Pretty good.
I know how Nick's feeling.
Yeah,
Nick's feeling like an Alabama win is about to conclude his Thursday night.
Oh, no, it's still four basketball games to watch.
We got some team points. We got some team points over tonight still. Let's go.
You see San Diego plus 120, still about to get started.
Michigan money line. Let's go.
Not just a baseball podcast. We're late because Arkansas and Kansas were playing. So obviously that's where my attention was focused too. Woo Pig, we stay alive, probably take on St. John's. But Smitty, you have an update on that score? I heard they were losing.
They still are. I think it's 12-10, something like that. Yeah. I think Grissom won some money last week and sent some money to Hunter Dickinson, and I think he threw that game there late with some of those nice passes. So good job by him.
So we almost got that kid.
There we go.
On the hill, and then apparently Kansas threw him a boatload of money at the end. But you
good career. Not trying. I mean, he had a good career at Michigan and Kansas, but he didn't show up in the second half there. 0 points. A couple key turnovers late there.
Q, how you feeling? Florida wins midweeks now.
Yeah, they got to because they can't win weekends apparently. it's good. You know what's good is they were both 7-inning games, so I'd say the bullpen for especially the situation that we'll get into with the starting rotation. So it was good.
All right, let's get into this first one here with Nick down there in the corner just watching it. The website had Tennessee winning 8-5. That is not the case. Alabama's already plated 6 runs still, Nick.
Yeah, 6
live update here. I thought if Alabama was going to win one, which we'll get into with the SEC series pick 'em, I thought it may be tonight. Liam Doyle, don't know how sustainable he is to continue this success. I mean, you're looking at a guy who is a 5-6 ERA guy at Ole Miss. Now he looks like Paul Skeens 2.0. Figured he would regress a little bit. Everybody does, but this was the game. What do you have? 4 earned runs? 6 earned runs?
No, earned, I think it was 4.
4.
But gave up 6, yeah.
2 errors in the infield.
Should have had a threw a double play ball that should have kept him out. And then Justin LeBron, just being the best player in the country right now, made him pay.
Nick, what's your thoughts? 100 pitches, letting them come back out.
Well, I think it's just because the weekend. I mean, because they want to piggyback. It's the same as last week. They want to piggyback Nate Snead. And I think once you kind of realized, hey, we're not going to piggyback Nate Snead because we're down, I think it was like, okay, let's get another inning. He's already thrown – he threw 108, I think, already 2 weeks ago, and then I think he threw 104 against Florida. Sorry. Tennessee's got thrown out stealing. Sweet. Down 1 run. Really? Okay. But, yeah, I'm fine with it. So this is third game throwing 100 or 100-plus pitches. Like, it's just one of those. You kind of know your guy. I mean, he's been around the block. He kind of knows his arm, knows his body. So it's one of those, like, yeah, if you can get an inning. And that was it was 3-3 down inning, too, when I kind of thought he'd be pulled. So that was impressive, just to steal an inning to save the bullpen for the next 2 days.
Smitty, what do you think about this series?
Man, Bama's been playing great, but I mean, Tennessee, and hey, I do want to give a shout out to Nick. Nick, if you watch the recap show on, I don't know, this week's got away from me. Was that on Monday? I can't even remember. Nick did a great job saying that he really thought they were going to lose to East Tennessee State, and that's a good program. I mean, a really good team, and that happened. So you know, it's baseball. I mean, teams lose. I thought they'd come back tonight and rebound a little bit, but this is a good Bama team. I still think Tennessee overall will get the rest of the weekend here. And
all right, let's go back to this. Let's talk a little ACC action. A couple teams that we haven't really covered, Louisville, Virginia Tech, both off to pretty good starts. Louisville better than Tech, but do we have pitching matchups in this one yet? Have y'all seen anything?
I mean, both teams are healthy, so they should be the same, I'd assume.
I'm assuming it's Patrick Forbes for Louisville.
And Renfro, yep.
Brett Renfro. So, Louisville slight favorite on the site. Forbes has been nasty. That .60 Sierra, sixth best in the country. I don't have a line yet for that game. Nope. Y'all have one on DraftKings?
No.
Pull them up.
I think I'm showing the seven games.
Yeah, that's all I have as well.
And they came out around eight, right, those seven?
Yep.
Seemed like they popped pretty around 8 o'clock tonight, and that's been about it.
Well, something to keep an eye on. I think Louisville, if you can get them minus 150-ish, I think that's probably playable. Virginia Tech, a little bit better at hitting, 135 weighted runs created. But Patrick Forbes is
unreal.
Yeah, last two games, looking at their they played NC State. You know, they only won one game. I think it was Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think they scored 20 runs. And then played VCU midweek here, and they scored a lot. So, I mean, the bats are going the last two games for them, but their pitching can give up some runs too.
Yeah, this is a pretty good team at home, at least offense-wise. So I'm interested to see after. I don't think they get to Forbes. He's just, like you said, he's been dominant. But we'll see the next 2 days. I mean, it's one of those teams where it's like they're so good offensively they can light it up, and you just kind of never know. But I would still – yeah, I think Louisville kind of wins this series. But this could be an overlook for, like, Sunday, both ways. Because Louisville's offense has been – very good. I don't know. We haven't really talked about this team much. I know we mentioned them last week against North Carolina, but it's one of those weird, especially Louisville. They're like right on the border of, are they blue blood? Are they not? Because of how good they've been over the last like 25 years with Dan McDonald. And now it's like, okay, they're back to like their 2017, 2019 form. And it's actually really good to see because the ACC needs that like fourth, fifth team this year.
Yeah, Joseph, I agree. We'll see more tomorrow, probably later tonight even.
Yeah.
I figure with March Madness, everybody's trying to get those lines out for the next round of the games and stuff like that, trying to figure out who's going to be what. So I'm surprised they even have seven out, to be honest.
Just the big ones.
Next one, Florida, Georgia. Little switch up on the mound, Q. I'll let you take over that one. Aiden King, freshman, going to get the start. True freshman, going to get the start.
I'll just flat out say it. If you're listening, you get kind of a free pick. I like Aiden King in the spot. Florida crushed Georgia last year offensively when they beat him in the series. All three games were high scoring. I see the exact same thing happening if Kentucky can score 10-plus runs. With a non-powerful lineup, there's no reason Florida can't. Bobby Bozer finally got out of his slump. Guys are starting to hit the ball well over the midweek, so hopefully that continues. Aiden King's dominant. I mean, Nick dominated Tennessee. Even Nick, you know, gave him his respect. And if you can do that against Tennessee, there's no reason why you can't do it against Georgia. Similar powerful lineup. Liam Peterson's going to be fine. Sounds something very, very minor. Sully's being a little different this year. He's kind of not forthcoming with the information, which is a little different. And so kind of have to pry, but nothing to be afraid of. Billy Barlow's probably going to get that start. They withheld him from midweek, so it was something they kind of already saw coming. Billy's okay. I mean, I think regardless, outside of Aiden King, anybody Florida throws is going to get hit by that Georgia lineup and vice versa. So I don't necessarily think it changes much. So
I had that flipped. It's at Florida. So when I changed it to home field, makes Florida minus 127.
Rivalry in the baseball. Well, it's not a big time rivalry in the sport, But this is a huge rivalry for Florida, so to get them at home is big.
Javonte said, with Georgia's pitching, I can't not see Florida sweeping. And, I, you know, that would be just kind of the ultimate college baseball. I mean, in a week, you get swept by Tennessee. Tennessee loses to East Tennessee. And then you sweep Georgia. Like, come Monday, we're all going to be shaking our heads and saying, okay, who's good? Like, we're back to square one. Is A&M number one again? Here. No, last time, Vanderbilt tonight.
Quick stat, last time Florida started SEC play 0-3, they won a national title, so there's some hope.
Ride that out. Love that, love that.
Hey, I gave it out earlier in the week. You know, we broke down how Georgia, their scoring and the totals. I really want to see the total in this game when it comes out. I want to see. But, again, the Florida kid can pitch, so maybe look for Saturday, Sunday especially. Yeah. You know, yeah, I would broke say that down Sunday for sure. And Georgia games have been really high scoring. So, Sunday for sure, I'll be looking to see where that over is.
Who has been starting for Coastal Carolina? I think it's
McKeese should be back.
Luke Lyon for Troy.
Yep.
Colin McKay is coming back.
Or McKay should be back, I believe. Let me make sure.
They posted it. Hold on.
Yeah, I thought I saw it somewhere that he was back. Nope. Morrison, Fluky, Eichhoff.
Yeah, Morrison. Yep, Fluky. Yep.
Who is who's Troy throwing?
I'm sure this is good for the podcast people.
Huh?
I'm sure this is good for the podcast people.
Oh, yeah. Just a little live handicapping. I mean, we don't have
nothing.
We don't have lines out yet, so we might as well get everybody prepared.
Yeah, because this is what I'm interested. I actually love Troy in this spot.
Oh, no, it's Garrett Gaines. Not
Gaines. Gaines, yeah.
Double names. Luke Lyon pitched from a lot last year.
Yeah, Garrett Gaines.
Troy slot favorite. Morrison's got the better Sierra. Troy just really hitting the ball a lot better than Coastal Carolina. 12% below average for Coastal. That's kind of rare, I feel like.
I think this will be a high scoring affair, but I think Troy gets a series 2-1.
10-0 at home. Undefeated at home so far, Troy.
And Coastal just isn't the same on the road. We kind of saw that when they went down that Jacksonville tournament. Just the offense isn't just quite the same. And I do think this is one of those where it's like if somebody wants to host, it really is like, hey, you need to win this series, whether it is Coastal, whether it's Troy. Because the winner, like the Sun Belt, I still think probably gets a host just because their RPI is going to be so good. They play so good out of conference games. I still think they probably get a host out of somebody, whether it's who's Southern Miss is the other one who we just saw beat Ole Miss during the midweek. So I think this is a very big series, and I'm with Q. I think Troy gets this 2-1.
Pitching was good last week, Matt. Real quick, pitching was good for Coastal. I mean, but it was against Georgia Southern. Gave up 4 runs last weekend in that series, but Troy said – yeah, Troy's just a different beast than Georgia Southern offensively. So,
yeah. Coastal's pitching's actually been pretty good. I've been surprised. It's been way better. It's like if this year's pitching staff was on with last year's offense, that would have been very scary for Coastal.
Javonte said, going to go Florida's team totals. I hope it's 6.5, 7.5. Fun fact.
Don't hate that.
What was that, Wednesday? We looked at team totals for Arkansas. Wind was blown out. I think it ended up – I saw a report. It was like 20-25. It ended up being like 40 miles per hour to the left. And so we bet on DraftKings they hung 9.5. And that ended up going over, I think, by the fourth inning, thanks to a 12-run fourth inning for the Razorbacks. But they ended up run ruling them, and DraftKings does not void run rule team totals. They do, however, void – totals
and run lines
and yeah, run lines. So it keep that in mind.
A mercy rule run line.
A mercy rule.
Yeah, when Florida got blank
nothing. It was a loss.
Well, this next one I'm very excited about, and we have a line on it. Logan Lunsford versus Aiden Knock. Clemson, Wake Forest. And it's, I mean, it's dead even. Yeah, Wake minus 110, Clemson minus 120 in Clemson. This is a coin flip. I think obviously whoever wins game one is going to take the series, but I don't know if I want to get in the way of Wake. Their Wake is like going to lose midweeks, but on the weekends, they're taking every series in the ACC, I feel like.
They can hit the ball too. I mean, we talked about it preseason. Their lineup is absolutely stacked. They're
probably my biggest surprise this season thus far, just being so balanced. I mean, they've been good for so many years.
Cade Lewis, kid from Fairfield?
But they have their third in the country overall when you look at weighted runs created and Sierra behind Tennessee and LSU. I mean, that's a good company to be in. Only total void here in Ohio, run line counts on mercy rule. That's good. Yeah. It's weird how every book is different.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. No consistency anywhere in the sport, but that's why it's profitable. Nick, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I like Clemson here, especially at the number it's at right now. I'll say it. You give out a free one. I already played this because I personally think this is going to move. I know Logan Lunsford's been very good, and it's one of those, like, maybe the pitching lab has really helped him more than it's helped anybody else. Like, I remember he saw him at Mizzou last year, and he was okay. Like, he wasn't great. And now all of a sudden it's like he's one of the best pitchers in the ACC. I'd like to see it. I mean, he's faced what? He's faced Notre Dame and who they have last week?
Miami.
Okay, yeah. Nothing right home about.
Different piece of the lineup.
Yeah, this is a totally different animal with Clemson. And then Aiden Knack, I still think, is even like with as good as Lunsford's been, I will still, like, if you have me pick a Friday guy, I'm still going with Knack all day over Lunsford. Just way more consistent and has been doing it longer. I said that as a sophomore. But, yeah, I just have more trust in him. And you mentioned the Wake offense. I don't know if it's any better than this Clemson offense. Like, I know they played well, but people talk about Tennessee's small ballpark. Like, if you watched a game at Wake, like, I don't know. That field is so tiny. And, like, so, like, numbers are kind of skewed there, just like Tennessee numbers are kind of skewed. So this is getting away from home. I think finally being on the road, I think Clemson, I at least have them game one, and we'll kind of see moving forward. But I think Clemson gets a series. I think Wake steals one now.
Smitty?
What?
Okay. I think this one's – I really like the Clemson team. I mean, Wake is a really dangerous team. I'd probably – I mean, Nick, I think, said it pretty well there. I would probably lean tomorrow night Clemson and then go, I think Wake Elites gets one here. But I think Clemson's a good team, so I'll probably be looking to play them or match them up with somebody tomorrow.
All right. Next up, Duke and Virginia, two teams that came into the season really highly touted and have just not been it. I mean, 12-7, 13-9. UConn upset. Is it Duke or Virginia? Now I can't even think. Virginia.
Richmond beat Virginia last night.
Yeah, Richmond beat Virginia. UConn beat Duke as a plus 510 dog.
No, that's Duke won.
Yeah, UConn beat UNC.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, scratch that. I'm still in basketball.
When UConn played Duke, Duke run ruled them.
Yeah, that's right. Do we know who's going to pitch for Duke? Because they have no game notes on their site.
They haven't, but they did start with Ryan Higgins game one last week.
Just gets worse for the Blue Devils. Jay Wolfolk going for Virginia, better pitcher. Virginia's hitting. I know we were high on them, or at least I was coming in on the season. Brian O'Connor said this was the most talented team he's ever coached. They're at a whopping 107. weighted runs created. So just a hair above average. I've got to believe that they're going to figure this out. But I said the same thing about A&M, and last week they proved me wrong again. Looks like they're going to prove me wrong again this week with Vanderbilt. But Virginia, are we buying them yet? Is this a bettable game, minus 200 or less?
I think so, and I'll tell you why. So Brian O'Connor is a pretty reserved coach, and the interview last night after the Richmond game was not shocking. It was justified. I mean, he just kind of respectfully lost his mind in the interview, and I gotta imagine after the game in the locker room and probably today's practice is pretty hard for the Cavs. They have the team on paper, right? But they were number two in the country for a reason. The talent's there. They're just not executing. The year they won the national title in 2015, they started off horribly. Some of that was due to injury. Some of it was just kind of lackadaisical playing, very similar to this. And I believe that he's a better coach than Duke's head coach, I believe, with Pollard. And yeah. I think they have the guys and the staff in the roster to turn things around in the ACC. And so I think you buy Virginia low right now. I think that's, you know, obviously we could be proven wrong, but I think this, if you had to tell me which team turns it around, A&M or Virginia, I'll take Virginia. I think they have the better path. I think they have the better coach, and we'll go from there.
Nick?
I don't know. This is probably a stay away series for me. Unless, like, well, let's see where the number is. Like, if it's somewhere like Virginia, like, if this is a weird, like, pick'em type situation, which I don't think it will be. Like, if it is somewhere like
130. I think you'll get him about 175.
Okay, see, then it's not playable for me because I also don't trust him as, like, a parlay piece either. I have a hard time until I see them turn it around. It's the same reason, and we'll talk about this later, is why I took Vandy 2-1 against A&M. It's like but also Duke's in the same boat. So this is just a weird one. It's like, show it to me first, and then I'll kind of believe you and trust you to kind of do something. Like you said, the roster is there. The offense is there. They got five guys on the offense that are going to get drafted. Like, there's no reason they should be struggling this bad, but they are. Just one of those unexplainable things. Baseball happens. So I trust them to turn around, and eventually their schedule will – it won't get any easier. Like, they've already faced Boston College and Cal, who should be two of, like, kind of the lower teams in the ACC. So we'll kind of see moving forward. But, yeah, this is – unless that line comes out, like, very favorably, it's probably stay away. All weekend, not even just – not just tomorrow.
Smitty?
Yeah, I jumped – I did a little money line parlay with Duke against UConn midweek here. I thought the bats would come alive in that game, and I thought it was a spot that Duke really – had to put on a show and get some momentum going into this series. So this is a big series here. Like, you know, whoever loses this is in really big time trouble. You know, Virginia's just a weird team because they do have so much talent. And again, last week going out to Cal, lose Friday night, losing again. They had to get, like, they exploded real late in that game and scored some runs. And then Sunday they put on a show. So then you're like, okay, here we go. Here comes the offense. Well, what happens? They lose to Richmond then midweek. So it's kind of like, what are you going to do? And again, Richmond's playing good baseball right now, but that's a game they should win also. So I think Virginia's a better team. I think this would be a good piece. I think they'll win the game tomorrow. If it's high, I think it's a good money line parlay piece. I think they'll beat Duke tomorrow.
All right. Next up, we have UC Irvine versus UC Santa Barbara. This should be a good one. Riley Kelly is going for UC Irvine, and Tyler Bremner, no surprise there, going for Santa Barbara. Site makes a minus 150. This line is 125 on DraftKings currently. Is this where
Irvine changed the rotation?
You back the Gauchos. Joseph said, where do I find the lines for the game? DraftKings has some out just for a few, most of them that we've covered. With the exception of, I think, which one did they not have?
Duke, Virginia doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So UC Santa Barbara minus 125. Site would say play that.
It's a tough one. Irvine probably has the better bats. obviously Bremner's pitching. This, I think either way, it's a coin flip all three games. Probably just to watch and see, kind of see who comes out on top here, for me at least.
Big pitching advantage for Santa Barbara. 281 maybe CR, 22.
Yeah, did they post that they're changing, that Irvine's changing their rotation?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. Pitching probables is Riley Kelly versus Tyler Bremner, Trevor Hansen versus Jackson Flora, and then TBD versus Calvin Proski.
So Danny Swartz didn't throw it at all. I wonder if something happened injury-wise.
I don't know.
Because that kind of surprises me. Yeah, I was going to lean Santa Barbara here just because it seems like out west, a lot of the home teams are kind of carrying things. We kind of saw UC Irvine playing well at home, and we saw Santa Barbara play extremely well week one. Big West play, and then they go to Hawaii, which obviously is a tough trip, and then Hawaii takes two of three. So this is a tough one to call. Like I actually really might end up playing Santa Barbara here. Q was right though. UC Irvine has the better offense. Santa Barbara definitely has a better pitching staff, just all around. So yeah, I will probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, let's see where this line goes. It's sitting at -125 right now, like Matt said, but. I think Santa Barbara wins this series 2-1.
Smitty.
Yeah, I mean, you guys said it, the bats, one team pitching the other. You know, Santa Barbara last week out at Hawaii, they scored 9 total runs in the series. I think it was one of the games they scored 7 in the game. So offense kind of went really quiet over it. So let's get the bats going here. I would probably lean Santa Barbara, though, just because of the pitching tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm going to play that.
And then they're good. 9-2 at home. I mean, Irvine 6-2 on the road too, so not a bad road team so far this year. So
LSU Texas, this is another coin flip. It's -125 to LSU on DraftKings, -105 Texas. Site really likes LSU, large in part. Kate Anderson's whopping 1 Sierra. That is good. Weighted runs created 180 to 126 LSU. I mean, what am I missing here? Is that not just a smash play on LSU?
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning Texas.
I know. So am I. I think a little bit.
Like, I think at home, Schloss is obviously, in my opinion, kind of went against everybody's predictions. Everybody kind of thought they were going to be mediocre, myself included. They've played really good ball. I think getting them at home, like, you know, the left field area is going to be packed. You know, it's going to be a sold out crowd. I just feel like, I don't know, I've seen Kate Anderson kind of get in a little bit of trouble, and he's kind of worked himself out of it. But to that point, he hasn't really faced like an elite offense that Texas has. And so I think Texas is going to be able to hit him a little bit. And when you get in LSU's bullpen, like anything can happen. They're so inconsistent. Like one game they look elite, and the next they don't. It's so hard to tell once you get past their starters. And I think Texas being at home is the major factor here for me. So I think this should be probably like a pick 'em, and I lean Texas.
Yeah, I was hoping to get Texas in plus money. I was kind of surprised it opened as close as it did with Texas being -105. I could see this moving. That's why I haven't touched it yet. I'm with Q. Like, for me, it's either Texas or nothing. I don't want to play LSU with the number it's at, especially on the road in the SEC. Just kind of tough. So, yeah, Kate Anderson's been great. It's not like Jared Spencer is any joke either. Like, he's been extremely good. And I think this big moment will be kind of his another kind of coming out party, like party for him. I'm not sure. It was kind of a weird game against Mississippi State. It was like weather and like things on that Friday, very windy. So I think this is going to be more of – this is like a series that like the whole country is going to be watching. It's just one of those. So I think Jared Spencer can kind of announce himself. Yes, what Schloss has done with this and what Max Wiener's done with this pitching staff so quickly is impressive. And I know they like UTSA, like Wednesday and everything, but UTSA is a good team. Like, they've been in our top 8 of like most kind of consistent teams in the country all season long so far up until this past week. And so they're a very good team. So it's not like a crazy loss. And it's one of those, like we talked about the SEC teams, there was what, 5 SEC losses during the midweeks. These games are just more important. You're setting people up. And you're looking forward, like it's one of those, if you lose it, doesn't matter. Like, it kind of, obviously winning matters. Like, I hate to say that, but it doesn't matter as much as these. The only thing I do hate is I need an update on Duplantier. Their big guy out of the bullpen, the number 88. I can't think. Andrew, I think, Duplantier. But he went into the UTSA game, threw like three warm-up pitches, and then got taken out. So he didn't even throw a live pitch. So I don't know if it's soreness. I don't know, like, what's going on there. But that's a huge update because he's their number one bullpen arm for Texas. So that would kind of hurt them all weekend. But, yeah, this is Texas or nothing. I'm going to wait. Hopefully Texas moves the plus money by game time tomorrow.
I think y'all are crazy. Jared Spencer gave up 5 earned runs to Mississippi State.
I just told you why.
He was 146 weighted runs created. Now he's playing a team with 180. We got to believe that LSU is going to be able to
Who's
win.
LSU plate too, though?
We should also never bet Zach Root again then because he gave up, what, 7 in 3 innings? Never bet a Zach Root game ever.
LSU hasn't played anybody. Texas, I'm not saying Mississippi State's elite, but they're not bad either. LSU's played like Louisiana State, Wesleyan Community College.
Omaha.
Yeah, I think they're scheduled in the 250s.
Yeah.
Yeah, strength of schedule.
They did beat Dallas Baptist in Arlington.
Yeah. Hey, first, you're on my side. I think this can be a great game. I mean, like the guy said here, you know, you got Texas, really good pitching staff. 2 weeks ago, Santa Clara, 6 runs. Last week, Mississippi State only gave up 11. Nick pointed out, I think 2 of the games were only 7. I think, right, Nick?
Yeah,
7 win games and everything like that. But if you look at LSU, first true road game, Texas 9-1 at home right now. But they played – and I know what the guys are going to say here, but I wrote this. I looked this up because the offense, again, good offense against good pitching. Boys just said they haven't played anybody. So, but out of 20, I think it's 22 games, 15 games, they've scored in the double digits, LSU. So really, you know, they can hit the ball. I think it's a great game. I think it's going to be an intriguing game here. I want to see – I haven't – man, I'm kind of leaning LSU a little bit. I might be with you, Grissom. Let's go. Let's go LSU. And guess what? I got the LSU shirt on it. Oh,
wow, look again.
So comfortable, man. What a great outfit, man. Looking good.
Love
it. People, start buying some home field apparel. Let's go.
All right. With 2 SEC series starting tonight, Texas A&M loses game 1 to Vanderbilt. So off to a rocky start here. Picking A&M 2-1. I feel like, as bad as A&M has been, Vanderbilt is nothing to write home about. This is a team that they should be able to win a series against. Again, drop game 1, not looking great. Q, you also chose A&M 2-1.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
So, I'm not feeling good.
The edited text, too. The edited text is going to come back to bite him.
It did. So, I sent Vanderbilt a group. I was like, you know what? This is going to be
I saw that Q unsent a message. Is that what you see?
Yeah. Bandy 2-1.
Yeah. I should have stuck with my gut. And I – that's the problem.
Somebody that did pick Vandy, Nick, walk us through it.
Yeah, I just said – I was kind of clear in our text. I just – like, the only reasoning – I don't think Vandy's that good either. But also, the way A&M is playing right now – If this is a weekend, if this is the weekend that A&M wakes up, then you know what? I'll just eat it. That's just one of those where it's like, okay, you got me. That's fine. But like I said earlier with like Virginia and Duke, like show it to me first and then I'll believe in you. Vandy's played the much tougher schedule. They've been in every game. They've played well. Like Auburn series last week was very, very competitive. And it was on the road in the SEC, which we talked about how tough it is to win. So, yeah, the home team here with an A&M team that's struggling, I think A&M has to win one. I think they probably win Sunday. I think J.D. Thompson throwing on a Saturday tomorrow, I think, probably beats them against Justin Lampkin. But I do think Miles Patton probably wins and beats Bowker Sunday.
Toddy.
Man, I always go Vanderbilt, so I don't know what I was thinking. I should have just went with them. But I you know, and I got to get off this. I do this, you know, last week too. Oh, the Bats are going to come alive. They're going to, you know, they got too much talent. They got out quick tonight and then couldn't hit the ball. I think they had 5 hits and then they just couldn't score. So, yeah, let's go 2-1. Let's see if we can get the next 2.
Well, I asked Nick, our website guy, I said, is
Is the website wrong? Why does it hate A&M? And succinctly put, they're not good. And let me just show you it. The site had Vandy minus 453.
Oh my gosh.
To win 8-3. What was the final score? 5-3. So it was right on A&M's runs. That's insane. But even, I mean, you look at the other pitching matchups. Who would you say? It's Lampkin and JD.
Lampkin and JD tomorrow.
It doesn't get any better for A&M ever. No. Let's look and at then, Miles Patton and Patton. Coker.
I think the only shot that A&M would have.
That's their best shot, and they're still plus 284.
Yeah, it's not really good. If they don't win, if they don't beat JD Thompson, I'm sorry, they're going to get swept.
Tennessee versus Alabama. Nick, can we get a score update?
No, you cannot.
It's over. Bama won
6-5. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. So now I need Tennessee to sweep the rest of the way, as does everybody else. Q?
I think it's possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible. Big drop off from Zane Adams to the rest of the staff. And they're still quality, but Tennessee is too early. Tennessee's got stronger arms moving forward for games 2 and 3. So I'm not sweating this one.
Nick, you've reached your quota of talking about Tennessee. We'll go to Smitty.
Yeah. I think they'll come back. I think they'll
make stands.
Yeah.
They win the next two. We're fine with that. That's a winner.
All right. Auburn, Kentucky. We do not have picks for you guys. So Todd and I both chose Kentucky 2-1.
Of course I'm going to go Kentucky. I love Kentucky.
Nick McKay taking on Sam Dutton, and the site likes Auburn.
Yep.
Once again, see, we don't alter these lines. We don't hate Kentucky, just the numbers do.
I hate Kentucky.
Numbers don't lie.
We've talked about this.
Duddy and his 251 Sierra. This is the one Auburn gets. I feel like the line is weird. Kentucky's minus 166, Auburn plus 130. I'll be on Auburn plus 130.
I'm not going to bet it, but I think Kentucky wins. I think it's first series at home for them. They've kind of put a little up and down baseball. I think they'll be glad to kind of have their first SEC home series be fired up. Sam Dutton's really all they have, and Cade Fisher starts the first thing off well. He did this at Florida, and then he gets rocked. He has anxiety issues. He's already talked about it. He just gets amped up on the mound, too amped up, and it just goes downhill from there. And we see it time and time again now with Auburn. So the Sunday guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Chatterton.
I mean, he's not better. Yeah, Chatterton, he's going to get hit. I mean, Kentucky can hit. We saw it last week, and I think their pitching is overall better than Auburn's. So when you compile similar hitting and better pitching, I think Kentucky gets it 2-1.
Give me Auburn 2-1. I just think Auburn's a better team. I really don't trust Kentucky at all this year. They lost. Like, it's a good story. I get they play the different brand of baseball than kind of the rest of the SEC does. Like, they have to. They just can't recruit. Like everybody else, except for Missouri. And it's just one of those where it's like, yeah, they kind of play small ball and they have like a big field, which helps. And like, it's weird to go up there, especially it's supposed to be kind of chilly this weekend. So I think it'll be a little bit lower scoring. I actually really do like Sam Dutton tomorrow. I told Matt, I think when we were sitting in here, I am hoping that number goes the other way. Cause like I've kind of said before in here where it's like, I will take favorites early and kind of wait on dogs late. Kind of hoping like that plus 30 number 130 gets even better, because I do like Sam Dutton, and I think Auburn is just the flat out better team here. So give me Auburn 2-1.
Put a pin in that. Yes, Javonte, we'll talk about Arizona, West Virginia.
That's a good one.
Smitty, you also
2-1. Let's go. Love Kentucky. Love the fans. They're my kind of people. Let's go. I love
them. We need to get Kentucky a big. Somebody send him a Kentucky.
I was on him last year. I'm on him again, and I didn't really jinx him. Indiana, I got on. I was cheering for them. Then they went to crap. So Kentucky stayed the ship, got to the college. Let's go. Kentucky 2-1. They'll get it. Yeah,
Georgia,
good job.
Florida, Smitty and I are on Florida 2-1. Q, Nick.
Florida 2-1. I don't think they sweep.
Yeah, I think we're even here. I think Florida 2-1. I think Georgia probably gets the Saturday game. If it is Billy Barlow, especially, I think that could be one of those, just like, honestly, it's going to look like it'll be like 14-10 on Saturday. I think Georgia's just more set up for that. So I think Florida takes Friday and Sunday.
All right. Ole Miss, Missouri. I went 2-1. I thought Missouri showed a lot of fight last week against LSU. Ole Miss is not as good as LSU. I feel like Mizzou can steal one. Smitty with the sweep.
Yeah, why not? Let's go. I want to get some sweeps on the board here. So, Mizzou. And you're right, Matt. I mean, they did play tough, but let's go sweep. Be a little different.
Q.
I think it was Smitty. I think they get swept. I think this Missouri team's worse than last year's team. Ole Miss is coming off a series loss. They're not going to want to lose another series, and I think that's going to give them enough momentum to not only win the series but to sweep.
Well, the site would agree with you, with Hunter Elliott going. However, Ian Loesch hasn't been bad. I'll say that. 281 Sierra, 269 Hunter Elliott. I think they've got the advantage pitching. They've got the advantage in hitting. But I don't know. Missouri, get froggy, win a game. Nick?
Ole Miss 3-0. Let's lead more towards add on to the push to get Missouri relegated from the SEC. Let's hope they go 0-30.
We bring in like the top.
This is why we're the crown, boys. Because we're opposite here. All I need is Missouri to pick up one win.
We're looking good. I think what it should be is the worst SEC team flip flops with the top Sunbelt team every year.
Oh, I love that.
Wouldn't even be fair for the SEC.
I love that.
What? That'd be all like Southern Miss or like Coastal for a year, maybe Troy. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Troy right now would probably be the eighth, somewhere around like 8th to 10th in the SEC right now. So yeah,
they would absolutely beat Missouri.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know,
South Carolina, Arkansas, Smitty. I want Arkansas 2-1. Don't think we're going to sweep.
And I hated doing this because Ron Burgundy is not going to be happy with me, and that guy's great. But I think they'll get it. I think, again, let's go sweep. Get the brooms out.
Arkansas minus 308 on the site. Arkansas minus 325,
I think.
Do you know how insane that is?
For an SEC, yeah. Untouchable, honestly. Yeah, 345.
All right, Nick, Q, what are y'all doing?
I agree. I don't think Arkansas sweeps, but I think they get the series 2-1. South Carolina is just that nasty team.
Yeah, Matt told us we can't pick a pitcher to win who gives up more than 5 runs in an outing. So we assume Zach Root loses and Arkansas wins the next two. So Arkansas 2-1.
I mean, if Zach we go by Root that theory,
that's with Gackle or with Root who's going to go. And then I think it is.
Is that on a 7 run average?
Dylan Eskew is the Sunday.
It should be McCoy.
Jake McCoy. Right? Yeah. Still no word on Matthew Becker.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
They need him.
Still doesn't look good. That's even worse. Beidle, she's over Eskew. Wow, we may sweep. I don't know. Maybe they're Sunday. We'll definitely be there for the midweek Tuesday as we begin our spring break.
Who do they have Tuesday?
Missouri State. All right. Bulldogs versus the Sooners. Kyson Witherspoon. Pico Cone. That is actually a pretty good pitching matchup. I feel like Oklahoma probably wins it, though, 2-1.
Oklahoma 2-1. Yeah, update Oklahoma. On Cam
Jackson. Yeah, he came. He came out because he's sick. Is what it sounded like. So yeah, he should be. I believe he was in the rotation starting this weekend. Let me just make sure he's back in there. Because yeah, that is important for them. But where's this at?
What'd you say, Nick?
Oh no, he's not back in the. He's not back. They're throwing Cade Crossland on Saturday against Ben Davis. But I still think Oklahoma goes 2-1
at home. All right. And then LSU, Texas. I took LSU. Smitty took LSU 2-1. But looking at it, I don't know which one they lose. Maybe Saturday game. But, I mean, if LSU wins game one, which I think they will, so I'm already going to bet it. Much to y'all's demise. Smitty, Texas. Q. Or Nick, Q.
Texas 2-1.
I'm gonna stick with what I said. I think Texas gets game one, so I think they win the series 2-1.
All right. This is my toughest one. I'm so back and forth on this. Because I actually think Harrison's better than Ianson Saturday. I think LSU wins with Chase Shore Sunday. So it really depends. Like, it's so up in the air. Like, all these are going to be pick-ems. So it's very tough. Give me I'll let the home field kind of take advantage. I'll go to Texas at their first home series in SEC. I think they make a statement. Texas 2-1.
All right. And then Javonte's comment about West Virginia. Mm. Let's look at it. So –
And Arizona's been on such a hot run.
Now yeah, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better and about my have Big
pitching
12,
matchups. Big Thank you very much. Friday, we have Gavin Kern. First, Colin McKinney.
When was the last time they lost?
They've won, like, what, 16 straight? Dang. Yeah. I think they've won, like, 16 straight.
Boys.
They're definitely going to lose a game in the series.
Yes.
The problem is we're on lines.
Look at that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Wow. I mean, West Virginia is not a bad team. Like, I've watched a fair amount of their games. They've kind of played a weak schedule, but they've handled business. So you can't really knock off that, I guess.
What did they play last week? Just one game out in Oklahoma last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kern with a 308. Better Sierra than McKinney. Arizona's got the better team, Sierra, but weighted runs created, West Virginia 125 to 115. If you get plus money on Mountaineers, I think you take it. As good as Arizona has been, I could see the books They're not driving. Giving any value to West Virginia.
You could have been like, West Virginia.
Could you play a little bit tomorrow just with the temps? You know, West team coming in. I think it's even around us, it's only like low 50s tomorrow. Some wind.
Yeah.
Do the wind chill a little bit. You got a team from Arizona that's been playing out there, you know, a little warmer. Then you're coming now. It's a cold game. And, you know, West Virginia kids are probably a little bit more used to that. So that could be a little angle. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that.
No, I don't think so at all. I think it would probably West Virginia or nothing. I would love to have a line on this already. It would make it so much easier to talk about. But I would probably lean West Virginia here. As good as Arizona's been, West Virginia is one of those. I don't know if it's because of their location or it's because they switch conferences and like it's hard to think of them being in the Big 12. But it's like they're like once again, even as good as they were all year last year. Like think about if it wasn't for JJ Weatherford. Like they would have hardly been talked about and they were like a top 15, top 20 team in the country. And I think like they've just kind of rebuilt and it's like they're being kind of devalued or undervalued. Like Matt said, in the books, it could be very possible where the books give them no respect.
They lost their head coach too, didn't they?
Yeah. He retired.
JJ Weatherholt too. Maybe JJ Weatherford did too. I don't know.
That's what I said. Oh, did I say? My bad. JJ Weatherholt, whatever. He's even a Cardinal now, too.
I think Weatherford transferred.
All right. Well, that wraps up.
Yeah, he's back again. Just new name.
As much as we could do without lines for every game, we appreciate y'all staying up and catching this. If you listen to it in podcast form in the morning, obviously you'll have lines. Hopefully we gave you enough betting value to go attack those lines. I will probably be on Auburn, LSU, UCSB, maybe West Virginia and Virginia, depending on those lines. But do we have anything else before we wrap it up? All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you tomorrow. If you are not joined into the Discord yet, DM us or hit us up on Twitter, and Nick will get you that link, and we'll be talking about our bets and sweats and everything else. Thank you all for tuning in. See you later.